producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Tune in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It is Friday. Everybody loves a Friday. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I mean, is it because really the weekend is that great? My weekend is so stocked full of stuff to do that I'm kind of afraid for the weekend to start. And I'm sitting there, you know, hugging my studio and hugging work, you know, because I'm just not ready to deal with the weekend. Got a very, very busy weekend. Don't get to sleep in. In fact, I got to get up early. But I work on the weekend, too, so maybe that's why. Maybe I need to get like a middle of the day week. But I don't care if it's Friday and you guys are ready to start your weekend. We got a lot of work to do and a lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently, we got this potentially catastrophic Category 5 hurricane threatening Mexico, Hurricane Patricia. Remember we went over the hurricane names and I said Hurricane Patricia could be a doozy, you know, Hurricane Patty. I don't know. Any woman's name with a P, you know? To me, oh, wait, we got some volume coming in. Alright, we don't need people commenting on the hurricane. I'm the one talking on the hurricane. They got a pretty blonde lady talking about the hurricane. You guys don't want to hear to a pretty blonde lady. You want to hear a pretty or a not so pretty bleach blonde lady talk about the hurricane. So I'm going to do that. Okay, and I told you guys, Patricia, we were doomed from the start. Remember there was supposed to be that $750 a pill by Turing Pharmaceuticals that, you know, freaked everybody out? Well, apparently now we have a competitor who said they can sell a dollar a pill dose. So for those of you guys very, very concerned that the medication you were going to take, wasn't it for toxoplasmosis, I believe? I think it was for toxoplasmosis. Luckily, you have a much cheaper alternative. There was a baby who was born just a little over 1 pound premature. And I guess they kept her warm, putting her in a sandwich bag. We'll talk about that and if there was a sandwich in the bag with the baby. Smart in case the baby wants to eat, you know. Many of you guys, you know, we had that whole Back to the Future thing this week. You know, what are we going to look like in the future, or what, you know, what was supposed to happen by October 21st, 2015. Many of us were kind of unimpressed because the movie had got us all psyched up for flying cars, and October 21st came and went without, you know, flying cars and those new Nike shoes, which I guess a prototype was tried by Michael J. Fox this week, those self-lacing shoes. But what will we look like later? What about the future? Well, apparently we have one researcher thinks we will have red eyes in 1,000 years, darker skin, and be better looking. So we'll talk about what we're supposed to look like in 1,000 years. I don't know if I could wait 1,000 years to be better looking, but they say one of us alive now will be alive 1,000 years from now. What? I don't think we're going to have life expectancy that quick. I could see our life expectancy going into the 100, but I don't know why they're saying one of us will be alive 1,000 years from now. So we're going to talk about that. And let me see. Another way to improve your love life. Okay, we always like to talk about that because obviously, you know, my love life leaves a lot to be desired, so I study it a lot. My husband's great. It just, you know, I guess it takes two to tango. And when your second partner, you know, doesn't seem to know how to tangle that well, it has some issues. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what are we humans going to look like? They say climate change, artificial intelligence, and genetic mutations are going to transform our bodies in drastic ways. And as our DNA mutates, we're going to have red eyes. We're going to have red eyes because marijuana is going to be legal, and everybody's going to be smoking marijuana all the time. That's why we're going to have red eyes. But anyway, they also say we're going to have darker skin. So somebody like me that's really, 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 really white and pale with a bunch of freckles that has never been, you know, looked upon as being attractive will hopefully transform to be better looking because we won't be able to find mates. You know how long it took me to find a mate? Okay? And if I had, God forbid, died before I found a mate, I wouldn't reproduce. Thank heavens I got pregnant. Because otherwise, my genes would not have passed on. Now I have two boys. They're not very pale, believe it or not. Thank God they got my husband's color. But they are a lot like me, you know, googly-eyed, gassy, that kind of thing. Anyway, so humans in 1,000 years, this was video created by Canada-based ASAP Science, describes a hypothetical scenario in which our bodies are part human and part machine. In the future, nanobots or tiny robots will be suddenly integrated into our own bodies. No longer will we be limited by our own physiology, but become a mixture of biology and machine on the inside. Meanwhile, designer babies will cause future generations to grow into intelligent, attractive, and physically people. They said physically, maybe more physically active, they're trying to say. But while that'll make us better, smarter, stronger, better looking, such genetic similarity, the lack of human diversity leaves room for a single new disease of the future that will wipe out everybody. You see, some of the reasons why some of us don't die from the flu or from the swine flu or from certain diseases is because we have enough genetic variation. All right, we're going to be taller. We're going to be thinner. We may have some superhuman abilities from genetic mutations. And again, better looking. See, I don't care about being smarter. All right. I really don't because I mean, I've kind of been at the top of my class, you know, for most of my grades and high school and college and stuff. So I mean, to me, I already know what it feels like being smart. I do not know what it feels like to be sexy. And so that is something I would want. But then again, I'm not going to be around 1,000 years. Although we do have a new book by a top professor saying that the first person who will live to 1,000 years old is already alive now. He's already been born. So one of us is going to live to 1,000. I have no idea what his knees or his lumbar spine or elbows are going to look like, but I guess they say we're going to have somebody who will live to 1,000 right now among us. 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity already do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LaCig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do not like that cough. I don't cough a lot, and when I do cough, I kind of panic. Not because I pee on myself, that's no surprise, but because that better not mean I'm getting sick. The last thing I need is to get sick. Okay, I need to enjoy the weekend. I got a lot of stuff to do. But that, no, it wasn't very juicy, the cough. It was dry, but I did cough. That was very, very odd for me. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom for making the dials. I know you guys aren't thanking GCN, but I am, you know, for having the job. So, you know, just, you know, the show will get better. I promise. Okay, I've been on air for 6 years. You know, I'm still in my training period. Okay, here we go. California is supposed to be hit by a bunch of storms, and it's supposed to be hit by a big, huge earthquake. Meanwhile, we're looking at this potentially catastrophic Category 5 hurricane coming into Mexico. So let's just quickly take a look at, you know, what the hell is going on right now, okay? So first, NASA reveals this new, I guess, animation, this cartoon. I love NASA. NASA gives us, like, super cool pictures. They're just cool. And I guess this is supposed to be called a Godzilla phenomenon. Okay, so I'm, like, really kind of confused. You got zombie apocalypse. You got El Nino. You got Godzilla. Okay, can somebody just tell us what the heck is supposed to be happening here? And I guess they're telling California residents to be prepared for El Nino. Dios mío, El Nino está viniendo. As NASA revealed the phenomenon, I still don't know why they call it El Nino. You know, I mean, I know us women are like, well, thank God they're not calling it Nina, because, you know, they always name, you know, the bad hurricanes, after women, even though that's not the way it happens. They have the names already, you know, set, and then it just happens to be some of the doozies are women, but it's not on purpose. But anyway, they predict with El Nino that it could bring as much as 35 inches of rain during the upcoming winter season in some parts of California. We've talked about this. But the El Nino will leave a big wet footprint on much of the United States, not really handling the California drought crisis because we're not going to get much of a snowpack. You see, it doesn't matter the active rain you get. What matters is your snowpack. That's what I've been told, because I live in Las Vegas, and we really, really rely on the Colorado. And so if a Colorado doesn't get a lot of snow, from where does it originate? The Colorado. Okay, and we're here in Vegas. So I watch a lot of what's going on with the weather in Colorado. I don't watch Mississippi too much. Every now and then I'll check out Arkansas, but what affects me in Las Vegas is Colorado. And so we need to make sure that Colorado gets a lot of snow, and we are talking a lot. Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to be getting a lot of flooding, flash floods. We talked about what El Nino is. It's the shift in the distribution of warm water in the Pacific around the equator. Wind usually blows from east to west during the rotation of the Earth. Water starts to pile up in the western part of the Pacific, and then it pulls up colder water from the deep ocean in the eastern Pacific. But during an El Nino year, the winds pushing the water get weaker, and the warmer water starts to shift back to the east. Now your eastern Pacific gets warmer, and then I guess you start to get more wind currents. The winds, I think what it does is it decreases the wind. And then I guess the ocean stays warm. The more warm it is, the more you get hurricane and moisture, okay? I mean, I'm no meteorologist. Don't be listening to my show for that, okay? But I think it's kind of important to see what NASA is kind of warning us. They're expecting this winter wetter than average conditions in the southern tier of the U.S., from central and southern California across Texas to Florida and up the east coast to southern New England. They say the average precipitation is also favored in southeastern Alaska. But drier than average conditions for Hawaii, central and western Alaska, parts of the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies, and for areas near the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. So basically, drier up north, wetter down south. What about temperature? They say above average temperatures are going to be across the west and the northern half of the contiguous U.S. That means the states that touch each other. Temperatures are also to be above average in Alaska and much of Hawaii. So if you guys are, you know, looking to check out the snow and the glaciers in Alaska, I'm not sure, you know, if you're going to see a lot of them this year. And then the drought outlook. They think that the U.S. drought will improve in central and southern California by the end of January, but not completely get rid of the drought. We may have a little bit of relief in February and March, but other parts of the Southwest may do well, including the Southern Plains. So, I mean, some of us think maybe that this is good. Okay, but now let's move on to something a little bit more dangerous, okay? We got mudslides. Okay, remember El Nino 1997 to 1998 and 82 to 83? California had rain, winds, heavy snow. You had mudslides, mountain slides, houses were falling. I mean, that was pretty scary stuff. I know a lot of people were like, oh, man, is that Bruce Willis's house? I remember I was like, oh, my gosh, oh, Bruce Willis's house is okay, because I was a big fan of his in the 80s. I'm still a big fan. But so far, so good. Back in 82, 83, 36 people died. There was 79 800 destroyed or damaged homes and businesses, $1.2 billion in losses. Not anything we really, really need as we're trying to get out of this crappy recession. All right? And now we're being told that there's supposed to be a 5.0 earthquake hitting L.A. in the next 2.5 years. Scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena are predicting a moderately sized earthquake. All right, moderately sized, to me that's pretty big, but I guess massive is like 7, 8, but 5. And they say it could even be stronger. All right, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL geophysicist Dr. Andrea Donnellan, along with 7 other scientists, have been using radar and GPS to measure Southern California's chances for a sizable earthquake. I know a lot of you are going to your Google Maps right now. I don't know if there's a way on your Google Maps to figure that out. Let these guys make their money. Come on, okay? Come on. They're geophysicists. They went to school for a long time. You don't need to kind of, you know, do your own let them do the research, make their money, and we'll just, you know, say thank you and, you know, go about our daily business. All right, so very, very big concern, okay? They say when the La Habra earthquake happened, it was relieving some of that stress, and it shook some of the upper sediments in the L.A. basin and moved those a little bit more. The strains remain with enough power to produce an even larger quake in the same epicenter of La Habra. They think they could even, it could be as high as 6.3 of an earthquake. 6.3 could do a lot of damage. They say her team proceeded to measure the probability of a similar earthquake for the entire 60-mile radius of the LA area, and the results produced a 99% chance of a magnitude of 5.0 or greater in Los Angeles. Now, see, this is why you guys need to put down your Google Maps, okay? Don't try to figure this out on your own. Because if she's wrong about this 2.5 to 3 year thing, then egg in her face. So, I mean, you know, let's just see if she's right. Okay? Scientists agree that the probability of at least a moderate-sized earthquake in L.A. over the next 3 years is high. I think the probability of any earthquake happening in L.A. is high because L.A. has a lot of earthquakes. So I can look really smart like that. But I'm really, really worried about something big. Okay? We don't need that. Okay? Think about it. You got the rains. You got the mudslides. You got the earthquake. El Nino is all ticked off. All right, so what's going on now? Well, now we got Hurricane Patricia. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am the chief meteorologist of the Dr. Dahlia Show, giving you guys your meteorology. And they say there is a potential catastrophic Category 5 hurricane threatening Mexico's Pacific coast now, and it is called Hurricane Patricia. One of you guys had written on Facebook that you dated a Patricia. It was a disaster. I think this is going to be worse than any date you've been on. 200-mile-per-hour winds. They say this is the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere, and it is coming up on Mexico's Pacific coast. Residents and tourists are currently fleeing. The U.S. National Hurricane Center of Miami reported that the Category 5 storm's maximum sustained winds had grown already to 200 miles per hour. They actually say this is the strongest storm on record in the Atlantic as well. Very, very dangerous. They say Patricia not only posing problems for like Puerto Vallarta and coastal towns of Mexico in the U.S., it is going to pose problems for Texas. They say Texas is bracing for a rare backdoor storm hitting the western part of the state first, unlike most Gulf hurricanes that Texas, you know, has to deal with coming from Florida and New Orleans and coming up from the Gulf. Forecast models indicate that after the storm breaks up over land, remnants of the tropical moisture will likely combine with more rainfall. So we're a little nervous about this one. This does not look good. Somebody's grumpy down there, and it is now a hurricane. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I was out yesterday, a little medical issue, you know, the gynecological stuff. And so unfortunately I missed some of your calls and, you left them on the answer line. So let's get to some of your calls and, answer them. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey doctor, this is Lou. I got a question. I was just listening to your show. Big fan of yours. And, I heard what you said about, ibuprofen and everything. take Motrin all the time, and I was told, you know, full stomach, food, whatever. But if I take it with milk, would that cancel out the effects quickly? But, you know, it, I don't know, still poke my stomach. Anyway, that's my question, and great show, and I follow you on Twitter. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Oh, see, now you see, he follows me on Twitter. Are you guys doing that? Okay, that is why I answer his question and not yours. Thank you, for bringing this up. Okay, here's the thing. Take the milk. If you guys are going to be taking ibuprofen or anti-inflammatories, absolutely, you need to have something in your stomach. What had happened is we were talking a couple days ago, and again, this was something that, you know, I'm glad you brought it up because I definitely don't want there to be any confusion. Apparently, we were talking about medicines and how some people are taking medicines wrong. And there was a professor, Ingvar Bjarnason, a gastroenterologist from King's College Hospital in London, says, you know, maybe don't take ibuprofen with food in your stomach. It's going to take the drug 45 minutes longer to work. He said, if someone takes ibuprofen for a headache, they need their symptoms to be eased as quickly as possible. If you take it on an empty stomach, you'll feel the effects in 15 minutes. Okay, so he's got a point. The problem is many of us are so at risk for an ulcer or some sort of a GI bleed that, I mean, you know, many of us will forgo the speed of the medicine kicking in. And so, Lou, good for you. Take it with some milk. Okay, I'm still going to tell everybody to take their anti-inflammatories with milk. I just think that's with food in the stomach. But I see how this professor has a point. If it's on an empty stomach, you absorb it faster. Again, it's just, I know when I have a headache, it stinks. You know, usually I take the medicine and I hope the placebo part kicks in. I take a hot shower and I pray. And the headache usually goes away within 15 minutes anyway, even if I have food in my stomach. So I think it'll be okay. I know milk can sometimes interfere with some medicines being absorbed, but when it comes to ibuprofen, I'm fine with you guys taking milk. Unless, of course, you're lactose intolerant, that's going to be a major issue if you get gas. All right, let's hit more calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, anyone there? All right, maybe not. All right, so let's move on. All right, okay, so we were talking about, I want to talk about this little miracle baby. Little baby miracle baby. Okay, Pixie Griffiths Grant weighed just a little over 1 pound, was no bigger than her mommy's hand, and she was born 3 months premature. She was born by emergency C-section at only 28 weeks. She was so tiny that doctors placed her in a sandwich bag to help keep her warm. My guess is it was open so the baby could breathe, okay? They say it was so random that they had her in a Tesco bag, said Pixie's mom. I love that name, Pixie. See? Like Pixie Six. 37-year-old Sharon Grant was the mother. And I guess, oh, a Tesco bag is, I guess, a British grocery chain. This has been reported by Fox News. She says it must have just been what the operating theater had at the time. Sharon of Goodhaven, England, was about, I guess, 300 miles west of London, and her baby was, I guess, stopped growing at 20 weeks. The placenta and umbilical cord weren't feeding her properly, so I guess the mom tried to hold the baby as long as she could before they had to give birth. And so they put the baby in a little sandwich bag, and I guess baby kept warm. I think that's very interesting. Plastic definitely can retain heat and retain, I've just never heard of that. But, you know, any discussion on a little tiny baby, we got to talk about. All right. Okay. So remember we had a drug maker saying that their Daraprim, okay, medication that I believe was supposed to be used for, they aren't saying what it's used for, but I thought it was used for toxoplasmosis. Apparently the company, once they bought the drug, said they were going to jack up the price to $750 per pill. Well, San Diego-based Imprimis Pharmaceuticals mixes, I guess, approved drug ingredients, fills patient prescriptions, etc. Said, wait a second, guys, don't worry. We are going to supply capsules containing the Daraprim active ingredients, the pyrimethamine, and the Leucovorin for $99 a 100 capsule bottle, hence a buck a pill. So this compounding firm is going to make inexpensive versions of other generic drugs whose prices have skyrocketed, according to Chief Executive Mark Baum. Smart company, okay? Because I am finding that these generics are going through the roof. Mycolog cream, doxycycline, there was an eye drop. I'm like, why are generics going up? They say the high price of prescription medications in the U.S. from cancers for drug and rare diseases that have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. All right. Cheap drugs used to be the generic drugs. Now that doesn't seem to be happening. We're actually finding that some medications are cheaper with the pharmaceutical company coupons and rebates. So I guess Turing, Valiant Pharmaceuticals International, Inc., and other drug makers have bought rights to old, cheap medicines, quote-unquote, that are the only treatment for serious diseases, then allegedly hiked the prices several-fold, and this has angered patients. It's triggered government investigations, politicians' proposals to fight price gouging, and heavy media scrutiny. All right. Daraprim treats toxoplasmosis, okay, which unfortunately can hurt cancer patients, pregnant women, AIDS, etc. It was interesting. I'm not sure what the fix is right now. You know, another patient came up to me saying that their medicine is so expensive. They hope whoever the president is, even if it's a Democratic president, they do something to repeal Obamacare so we get things back the way they were. No, things are not going to go back the way they were. Even if they repeal Obamacare, the damage has been done. I can't stress that enough. You have companies charging $360 a prescription for a generic. Okay? Are they going to all of a sudden go back to $4 a pill? Probably not. And many of you are like, I don't understand why they're doing this. Why? Because they can? I think it may be even more than that. Okay? That's right. Like that joke, why does the dog lick himself? Because he can. You know, it's not that simple. I think a lot of people in the pharmaceutical industry know what's coming around the bend. And what's coming around the bend is socialized medicine. And government control of our, medications and our health care. When that happens, companies, pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, etc., are going to cease to exist except for the remaining ones in the government realm. Okay? Like whoever, does the public option or administers that. So I think a lot of these companies know that their days are numbered. And so make the money now while the money's good. And it's a very, very scary thought, okay? Not only am I freaked out about generics being expensive, but I'm even more freaked out about what that means and why. And so I guess they see the storm coming. And for you and I, we're just sitting ducks. And I wish it would be simpler, but it's not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sciatica.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you guys have left questions on the answer line. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Doc. This is G. I came in while you were talking about back pain. What about acupuncture? Let me know.
Jean, thank you. You're a longtime listener, and I wanted to play this question that you left because it's a good subject. We don't talk a lot about acupuncture, and I wish it was utilized more. There have been some studies showing it works. All right. I'll explain a little bit about, you know, how the acupuncture works. But a WebMD talks about it, and it does bring up that there was a recent review of 22 acupuncture studies, and it did show that it provided short-term relief from chronic back pain, and that there was greater improvement in people who got acupuncture than those who got placebo, and placebo is a treatment that's not acupuncture. But I wonder how they do placebo, because we're not putting in a drug. What we're doing is we're putting a needle in an acupuncture point or an acupressure point. So I'm wondering how the placebo even worked. But anyway, however, you do have some other studies that show placebo is the same as regular acupuncture. So the guidelines for the American Pain Society and American College of Physicians say doctors should consider acupuncture as an alternative therapy for patients with chronic low back pain. That has not been helped by conventional therapy. So just some quick review of acupuncture. Back in China, over 2,500 years ago, I think even before that, is where, you know, it started. And I guess you put these little baby thin needles that you don't even feel. When an acupuncture needle goes in, you don't even feel it. At certain, when it's done right, you don't feel it. Certain parts of the body. According to traditional Chinese medicine, the body has more than 2,000 acupressure points, okay? They're connected by these pathways or meridians, which create a flow of energy called qi. And when you stimulate these points, it's supposed to correct the imbalance of qi and improve the flow of energy, all right? And time again, I've had patients that say this works. On a biological level or a physiological level, maybe what it's doing is it's stimulating the central nervous system. Maybe what's happening is certain chemicals get released, you know, certain endorphins. But a lot of people feel better. So some theories think that what it does, it may speed the relay of the electromagnetic signals. This may begin the flow of pain-killing chemicals like the endorphins. Maybe it releases immune cells in the body. Maybe it releases natural opioids that help with sleep and lessen pain. Maybe it helps release neurotransmitters, maybe dopamine, maybe epinephrine. So you have a lot of people that say acupuncture helps them, whether it's depression, whether it's hunger, whether it's quitting smoking, etc. All right? And so I'm a fan. However, again, after conventional medicine has evaluated you, like, for example, you have a herniated disc or you have spinal stenosis, the acupuncture may feel better, but the acupuncture is not mechanically moving that disc off, you know, the nerve it's impinging. You see, you have a tumor in your spine. The acupuncture needle is not going to remove the tumor. So you still need to get evaluated. Somebody with chronic back pain should get an MRI. Side effects of acupuncture, there's not much, which is, again, why a lot of us doctors are like, go for it. You know, we're fans. You know, yes, there could be the risk of somebody puncturing a lung if they put the needle in wrong, but most people well-versed in acupuncture know not to do that. I think, Jean, I'm glad you brought it up because it gave me a chance to talk about it. Definitely, you know, have it, you know, you can investigate it, but please make sure that you have been evaluated for your back pain to make sure it's nothing else. You know, sometimes we get a little compression fracture. Our bones start to thin, and when they thin, some of them, are weak enough where just a little bit of stress on the bone causes there to be a fracture. So again, with that, yeah, the acupuncture could help with the pain, but we need to know if you're having fractures. So please get it evaluated. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. When it comes to love life, okay, a lot of us need to improve our love life. And this female Viagra that hit the market pretty speedily, I don't think is going to be the panacea, the cure-all for women's loss of sex drive. So relationship expert Kate Campbell gives her top tips as well as Austrian researchers and their studies. Apparently, they've looked at women suffering from sexual dysfunction, inability to climax, arousal issues, and they tried oxytocin, which is a quote-unquote love hormone, and they tried placebo spray, and they said that they had all 30 women do this 8-month study looking at this spray, all right, and see how it affected them. And the test subjects that had sexual dysfunction, when they took the oxytocin, they felt better. So maybe we may be starting to find a medicine that could work, because, again, a lot of us don't have high hopes for this female Viagra. But there's other things that could work, okay? One is bringing back the past, reminiscing, they say. When you bring back your first time, you know, a lot of people, they're like, you know, they're so kind of numb after I don't know how many years of a relationship that they forget their drive towards that person years ago. So bring back your first date, okay? Go back to the past when you guys couldn't get enough of each other, okay? Then talk to your partner about how not to have sex. So, for example, if your, let's say, boyfriend comes up to you, starts to rub your neck, and you just push him away, okay, you just put a big cement block in between, and maybe he just wants to rub your neck. Okay? Learn how to talk about it. Go, look, you know, I'm not in the mood to have sex, but I would like a neck rub, that kind of thing. I mean, you got to communicate. And unfortunately, there's a lot of non-communication, non-verbal communication that really drives wedges between couples. Okay? There's lots of ways to be intimate, and there's ways to even introduce the topic of sex without it becoming like a 0 to 90 type of action. You understand what I'm trying to say? All right. Sometimes sitting in silence works. Okay? Remember in the olden days? You'd be on a date, you'd be at a movie or whatever, and then somebody would grab your hand, and then you would, you know, hold hands, and then they would try to communicate with you that way. And it was pretty, pretty sexy because there was no talking. Guys love it when women don't talk. All right? And so maybe that helps. You know I drive my husband into a sexual frenzy by not saying anything. Once I start to talk, the mood completely falls through. Okay? And they also say sometimes, you know, be direct. Okay? With things, not so much in terms of sex, okay? You know, but in terms of, you know, what you guys want, okay? You know, when you don't have communication and you're trying to guess what the other person is thinking, that doesn't help, okay? Many of you guys don't have sex because of time. Oh, well, the Dr. Dahlia show's coming on. I don't want to miss it. Okay, well, thank you. But then make time. Go look. You know what? There's a podcast. GCN Network, iHeartRadio has podcasts. Let's have sex. And then listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. You see, you don't have to stop and prevent having sex, right, just on my account. Date nights are very good. Avoid distractions. If the kids are a distraction, drop them off at grandma. If grandma's a distraction, kick her out of the house. You know, that kind of thing. You know, sometimes we do recommend toys. I would say be very, very careful with that, okay? You know, because a lot of these Fisher-Price things were never made for that. And, you know, make sure they're clean. And cuddle. You guys like cuddling, too. Remember there was a study that guys don't like cuddling? No, that's not true. Guys do like cuddling. They really do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey, Berkey guy. Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.